Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where my good friend John shows you how to take your Android apps and bundle them up into Android app bundles. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have one of my best friends in the entire world, John Douglas, on from Utah. How's it going, John?
Hey, thanks, James.
Back again.
Back again. That's right. Back in the saddle.
And you're here in person.
I am. Yeah. No longer on the interwebs, you know?
Beautiful. I'm glad to have you here. And I know, as program manager on our Android stack, you care about a lot of things.
Oh, I do.
And specifically, making sure that things build fast and developers can build smaller and leaner apps.
Absolutely, James.
That's right. So what do we have to talk about today?
Sure. So we're going to be talking about Android app bundles. And how this works is that Android app bundles are basically a way for you to create a smaller APK for all of your users on Google Play.
Okay.
So think of it this way. You would traditionally add an APK, and that could have been a pretty large APK, right?
Yeah, it's an Android package.
Android package, exactly. And so Android App Bundle, also known as AAB, is this new... Yeah, right.
Couldn't just made it App Bundle, right?
Exactly. And so this new format basically allows you to create a smaller package by delivering an APK on the fly. Mm. And I'm going to jump into how you can do that.
Okay,
right?
So Google today, when you submit to Google Play, then you would submit today traditionally an APK.
Yes.
But now you're saying you can optionally do an app bundle.
Right.
Now, if you're submitting to other app stores or deploying internally, you would still want to use an APK?
Yeah, so they're still moving a little bit slow, but they are also supporting app bundles.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, if you're on the Amazon store, if you're on a Chinese store, anything like that, they'll support app bundles because that whole framework is actually distributed to any application store.
Okay, oh, that's very cool. And I also read recently on the App Center open source project that they have app bundle support coming
very
to distribution
soon,
too, which is very cool.
Absolutely.
So cool. So what is this app bundle thing? Because even me, I don't know.
Okay, so an Android package has a lot of different things, right? So it has like the native libraries that you need to run your code on Android. Mm-hmm. It has all the different resources for every single type of Android device. You know, Android's really fragmented. There's a lot of different like resolutions, densities, really everything. Have you ever seen those, you know, HDPI or, you know, those type of things? Like, it's a lot of resources. You have to duplicate it many, many times. And so really what this is doing is saying, I'm going to take your device, James, and you might have like a Pixel 4, right? Maybe it comes out later.
I wish.
Pick it up.
I'll keep it with my Pixel 2 for now, but I'll take a 4.
Exactly. And so, you know, you have this Pixel 4, and this device is optimized to have a specific resolution or end density.
I see.
It's a specific processor that it's running, so a specific ABI, and also a language. So for example, you know, English. Mm-hmm. And so what it does is on the fly, it creates an APK with all these items combined so that you are delivered the most optimal experience by only having the resources you care about.
That makes sense to me. Is that kind of what this is showing here?
That's exactly what this is showing here. So really what this is showing is that, you know, you have this ARM64, which might be, you know, your ABI that your this phone or this device targets. For example, this is kind of showing it's like French or English, so you need both of these. Mm-hmm. And then saying that, you know, this is a higher end device, so I just need XXX HDPI.
Got it.
And other than that, you have this base module of an APK that has just all of your code.
Yeah, that makes sense. So all my code is still going to go, but the resources that are required are not there.
Exactly.
And what seems nice here, and we say ABI, so it's Android
Application Binary Interface.
Architecture, application.
It can mean a lot of things.
So that's at ARM64. We might be used to ARM7 or x86 or x86 64-bit. So based on what they're... And that makes a lot of sense in the world of Xamarin because you have resources, but also if I'm using Skia Sharp or other libraries that have these SO files, which are...
Exactly.
What is an SO file again?
Shared object file.
Shared object file. I have no idea what any of these extensions
and so,
are.
Yeah, and that's actually part of it. So the libraries that need to be shipped. So for example, a shared object on ARM64, you only need the ARM64 one. You don't need them all.
Very cool. So you're saying here that does it automatically for me?
It does.
And this chart says that it's going to reduce my app size by 20 to 50%.
That's correct. And the reason why is because you're only delivered that optimal device-specific APK at the end of the day.
So how do I do it?
All right. So how we get started, really, is there's currently one step that you can do today.
Okay.
That step is we have command line support. So what that means is today, in 16.2 and above, you can enable app bundles by just adding a quick property to your project.
Cool. So Visual Studio 2019 16.2 or Visual Studio for Mac 2019 8.2.
Exactly, James. Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll get that started and we'll show you kind of the artifacts that we can create with this.
Cool, let's do it.
Awesome. So here, I just created a new application. Okay. You know, file new. You can see I did two before. This is app three.
App three. Good name for an app.
And so what we can do is we can unload this project, or you can edit it within your whatever your favorite text editor is, VS Code, whatever that might be.
I like that one.
And we can just go ahead and edit the CS Proj. And because this is going to be for release only, right? We don't want necessarily create an app bundle every time we debug yet,
yeah,
right?
Makes sense, yeah.
We're going to add this property to the release section.
So here, this property group, so this is file new, this is going to be in every app, says,
yes.
Whenever I'm in release, any CPU, use these settings.
Exactly.
Okay.
So at the top here, when you see this little dropdown, that's your release configuration manager that's basically saying, hey, what are you doing?
Perfect.
Are you publishing or whatnot?
Cool.
So what you can do is I already have this kind of already here, and we're just going to pull this property.
So one nice little property here that you would add.
One single property, you add it in. It's the Android package format property, and this supports two values right now, AAB and APK.
Makes sense.
So whichever one you prefer that you want to be distributed, you'll add it here and go on your merry way.
And that's nice because maybe you still have to deliver an APK to somebody else. You might have another release configuration called release APK.
Exactly.
Put it out, so that's really nice.
Especially for those stores that do not support app bundles yet or any type of like ad hoc deployment or whatever you need to do.
Very cool.
Exactly. So, you know, we can save that really quick. We can reload this. And, you know, just for the sake of time, we already did the actual command line tool here, which we'll show you what we actually ran, which was just, we just used this target called sign Android package.
Okay.
And this is all in the docs. You can find this pretty easily. But, you know, this is the same thing you'll be using in any of your CI and the likes. And what happens is we'll take a key store with that sign Android package, and we'll say, hey, that's a key store you want to use, generate me an app bundle now.
Oh, okay.
So now that we have that property in there and we're saying configuration equals release, we can now generate this app bundle.
All right, so what you did here, so if you copied that from the documentation, you specified T colon sign Android package. I'll zoom in there, perfect. Oh yeah, that's good. Then configuration release, this is my key store.
Exactly.
This is the key store I want to use.
Yep.
And then you just run this.
You can run this on the command line right now and generate an app bundle for you today.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
And that's what you did earlier.
I did that earlier, yeah. So
it takes like a minute or two.
It does take a minute or so just because it needs to build, it needs to sign, and then, of course, create the artifact itself.
Perfect.
So what we did here is, you know, we already created this app bundle, this .aab. You know, it's pretty small if you look at it today. And, you know, these go up to about 150 megabytes of what is supported. So when you can upload to the store, anything above that, you know, you might need to look into chopping it down.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so you just take this AAB and just like you would submit the APK before, ship up the app bundle.
Drag and drop.
That's it.
That's it.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we also have, you know, archive tooling inside Visual Studio. And when you have that property in your project, we're going to be supporting that in a future version of Visual Studio.
Very cool. Nice. And like you said, if you have CI already, you can add these command line arguments, pump out the AAB file, if you will.
Exactly.
Very nice. Okay, so you take that file, you generate it, you're done. Now, one question I have.
Sure.
Is I know that when I'm generating an APK, there's a final step, which is zip aligning.
Yes.
Which is like a requirement. I don't know why it just doesn't happen automatically, but I know inside of my Azure DevOps, I have sign it and then zip align it.
Yeah.
Do I have to worry about zip aligning with this, or how does that work?
So that sign Android package target does all that for you.
Oh.
You don't have to worry about it. We'll do that for you. But if you're in a CI environment, you do have to take precaution because app bundles do a different signing mechanism, which is one aligns before the signing and vice versa. So look at our documentation for sure, and you'll be able to see, you know, the small nuances of where you should put that step in your CI pipeline.
Very cool, yeah, and I can imagine right now I just have a step that literally says build Android, but then I could just say build Android, run this command.
Exactly, you can do that very simply, yep.
Very cool, awesome. That's it, we did it,
that's
amazing.
It. Awesome.
I mean, I thought it was gonna go a lot longer, but apparently it only takes 10 minutes to understand what app bundles are and how to do it.
Exactly.
That's amazing, cool. John, Mind blown.
Thank you.
So is there any reason not to use an app bundle?
Right now, again, it depends on the markets. You know, if you're doing more of like internal to devices, you'll still want to use APKs because at the end of the day, you're still installing an APK.
Got it.
Right? The app bundle just makes it very helpful, friendly, optimized experience for delivering APKs to devices.
And this platform for developers, when they use the app bundle, it's fully rolled out from Google, like it's out there. Everyone's using it.
Yeah, it's actually the preferred way to do uploads today.
So go update your applications to app bundles right now. Go to aka.ms/app bundles to learn more. And thanks for watching. John, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, amazing. James.
As always, make sure you subscribe, register, ding that bell, do all the things. And thanks for watching this Xamarin Show. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.